In producing this film and being in classrooms, how would you say this disparity in the access to technology in schools fits into the more historical context of inequity in education?
Yeah, I mean, I think it falls pretty consistently along class lines in the same way that our education system, the public education system, even in this country, really is much more beneficial towards wealthier students and populations than it is to poor groups of people. In that sense, sort of common sense, because if you're at a school where you don't have the resources necessarily even to, you know, put a fan up when it's 100 degrees outside, or the kids don't have enough erasers, or, you know, even smart boards, that they're not going to have the resources to invest in computers and getting wired and training their teachers.
And in the film, you lay out that part of the problem is getting the equipment, but it's also then connecting to the internet. And you actually illustrate that with the Stow Rock School District, which is just north of Pittsburgh. And I want to play a clip from the film of the district superintendent, Frank Dalmas, when he walks you into a room full of laptops that were grant funded, but aren't being used by students in the schools.
Makes me kind of sad every time I walk into this room. I try to avoid it sometimes of even coming in here. But we have a room full here, boxes after boxes of boxes. Okay, they're computer, laptop, Chromebooks. Can't use them because we don't have Wi-Fi.
He goes on to talk about how, you know, it would cost $25,000 for them to invest in a wireless and Wi-Fi internet infrastructure in the school, and they simply don't have those resources. It shows that you can't just dump a bunch of computers in the school and expect them to, you know, be computer savvy. And I think it also helps demonstrate how limited resources on a federal level, $25,000 to a school like that, could make all the difference in the world. And yet we decide not to do that. We decide not to make that investment. And I think it sends a message to these kids, we don't care about you. And then on the other side, you know, there's 4 million jobs in this country right now, STEM jobs, that we're not filling because we haven't educated our population on how to do STEM. There's a pretty simple equation here to fix this problem, and we know how to do it. We know what needs to be done. It's just getting the political will and focus to actually invest in these solutions.
So with that, what do you want people to take away from this film?
When I talk over the course of the last year and making this film, I would say, well, yeah, I'm making a documentary about the digital divide, about kids don't have access to computers and the internet. And they'd say, oh, are you filming in Africa or in South America? I'd say, no, filming in New York City and in, you know, Georgia and in California, and where this is a problem in this country right now. I think helping people understand that it's a problem is a big hope of the film. And what about the people here in this country who are being left behind? Should we not be investing in them?